Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
Our reading today comes from 1 Peter. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Discipline yourselves. Set all your hope on the grace that Jesus Christ will bring you when he is revealed. Like obedient children, do not be conformed to the desires that you formerly had in ignorance. Instead, as he who called you is holy, be holy yourselves in all your conduct. For it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, God has spoken to us by the Son. Grace and peace in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hi, everyone. My name is Sarah Friermuth, and I use she, her pronouns. I've been a lifelong member of St. Andrew's, and I'm currently a seminarian at the Lutheran School of Theology at Chicago. One of the funniest parts of seminary for me so far has been reflecting back on all of the times that I just did not get it. As I was thinking about our reading this week, about what it means to be holy in all our conduct, I couldn't help but think back to when a young Sarah first learned one of Lutheranism's foundational beliefs, that we are saved by grace through faith alone, that even though we couldn't possibly do anything to deserve God's grace, God gives it to us freely. Now, a young Sarah was amazed by this. Even as a child, I could sense how powerful, how life-giving God's grace was. But young Sarah was also secretly pretty excited about this for other reasons, too. I was thinking, if we're saved by grace and not by works, then it doesn't really matter what I do, right? I mean, yes, of course, I should try to be holy and I should try to live like Jesus. But also, if my brother is being super annoying and I want to do something that'll make him mad, I mean, God's not going to care, right? God's grace has me covered, so who cares about my actions? It's funny now to think back to me as a child, so supremely confident in God's grace, plotting something against my brother Jacob. But in talking with other seminarians over the last semester, I've begun to think about how my funny childhood story is part of a much less funny, much more pervasive problem of the rise of cheap grace theology. This problem has left us unsure of what it means to live as holy people of God. Theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote that cheap grace is a grace without discipleship, grace without the cross, grace without Jesus Christ, living and incarnate. Because Martin Luther wanted to emphasize that our works were not a prerequisite to receiving God's grace during the Reformation, a narrative emerged that he was saying works weren't required of Christians who had been saved. This is so far from the truth. Our Lutheran confessional documents show that Jesus died to save us so that we can receive God's grace, and God's grace utterly transforms us. We are given a new life in Christ. So how do we respond to this? Our reading today gives us an answer. That, like obedient children, we should not be conformed to the desires that we formerly had in ignorance, but instead be holy ourselves in all our conduct, just as Jesus Christ is. This echoes what we see in the Apology of the Augsburg Confession, one of Lutheranism's foundational documents, which reads, "Since this faith is a new life in Christ Jesus, it necessarily produces new movements and new works." So young Sarah was right to be in awe. God's grace has given us new life in Jesus Christ. But she missed a step. This grace sets us apart and makes us holy, not so that we can continue to live as we did before, but so that we can continue to, or start to live as Jesus is calling us to, which requires good works. It's easy to laugh and think about how silly it is that I really thought believing in God without otherwise committing to following Jesus's path would make it so I could do whatever I wanted. And yet, how many of us do the same thing today? How many of us focus on performing the rituals of Christianity that comfort us instead of truly following God's calling, even when it challenges us? How many of us know that we are called to love our neighbors, to forgive their trespasses, yet we just can't bring ourselves to do it? How many of us hear stories in the Bible about Jesus's commitment to the poor, to the marginalized, to the oppressed, yet when we look at our worlds today, it feels too complicated, too political, too scary to make the same commitment? How many of us desperately want God's saving grace as long as we can continue to do life as usual? As Christians, we are not called to life as usual. And hallelujah for that. We are not called to life as usual because God has granted us life-altering grace. This life-altering grace demands that we alter our lives in turn. God's eternal salvation demands that we live our lives according to Jesus, who was holy, the Jesus who spent his life loving and forgiving his enemy, who spent his life challenging systems that oppressed the poor and the marginalized people of his time. God's life-altering grace demands that to live as holy people of God, we must take up our cross and follow Jesus. And can we really expect that taking up our cross will ever be easy? Amen.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.